Well, pretty much one of the most important, if not the most important holiday on the Australian calendar is Anzac Day, where we reflect on our military past, present and future as well. There is an exhibition that will be happening at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre reflecting on that. It's called the Spirit of Anzac Exhibition. And to let us know what we can expect when we get along there is Major General retired Brian Dawson. Good morning, Brian. Thanks for taking the time to spend with us today. What can we expect when we make our way to the Entertainment Centre for this exhibition?
Good morning, Mark and listeners, and thanks for having me on the show. The Spirit of Anzac Centenary Experience is a national travelling exhibition. It'll be at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre from Wednesday the 29th of March through to the 4th of April. Newcastle is the 22nd location in the national tour, and then we'll be going to Sydney after Newcastle, and that will be the end of the tour. So far, we've had over 300,000 visitors who've attended and really had a terrific feedback from people who have visited the travelling exhibition. It's an exhibition which contains over 200 objects from the Australian War Memorial's National Collection, and many of these had never left the memorial, but by now they're extremely well travelled. And we've also used modern technology to help us tell the stories of Australians' experiences before, during and after the First World War, and also the century of service that followed for the Royal Australian Navy, the Australian Army and the Royal Australian Air Force.
Well, that it sounds like it's going to be a fantastic exhibition. Now, you've also mentioned before we started, Brian, this morning, that a couple of the days have already been close to being booked out, so there are a couple of days already that you really want to make sure people put on their calendar for this one.
Yeah, so we ask people to book, and that ensures that they have a good experience. We've had a terrific response from Newcastle and the region, and we've still got some slots available on the afternoon of Sunday the 2nd of April and the afternoon of Tuesday the 4th of April. And I'd urge people to jump online quickly at spiritofanzac.gov.au and book your tickets.
For sure. Now, with the 25th of April, it comes around every year, and it is, like I said before we started, Brian, a very important day. What, in the sort of climate we have in 2017, what do you see as being the most important things to remember about Anzac Day itself?
The centenary of Anzac was in 2015, and we had a huge response here with the dawn service in Canberra. I think over 120,000 people at the dawn service, the likes of which we'll never probably see again. And I know that was replicated in towns and cities across Australia. 100 years ago, now 1917, the Australians were coming into the sort of third year of war, and they didn't know it at this stage, but in April of 1917, they'd be engaged in two battles at a place called Bullecourt, and then the fighting would move north into Belgium, and names like Messines, Hill 60, Ypres, Zonnebeke, Brutsinde and Passchendaele would become chiselled into our national history. And unfortunately, it was another year of catastrophic casualties, particularly on the Western Front. Anzac Day, I think, is unique for Australians, and it provides an opportunity for us to pause and remember the over 102,000 Australians who have given their lives to protect the freedoms that we all enjoy and we should never take for granted.
I think that's a pretty good answer, Brian. I'll leave that with you to go and continue getting ready for the exhibition, and look forward to seeing it next week. Thank you for your time with us this morning.
Great. Thanks very much, Mark.
That is Major General retired Brian Dawson talking with us about the centenary experience, the Spirit of Anzac Entertainment Centre, booking out already March 29 to April the 4th.